You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. We'll now hear about two communities that are mostly known in the headlines for their conflict with one another and how they're finding ways to bridge their divides. This is in a piece from our Spiritual Edge project, Stories at the Intersection of Innovation and Belief.
I'm a Muslim.
I am a Jewish.
I have no religion.
I'm Christian.
Reform Judaism.
I'm Catholic.
Muslim.
Not religious.
Buddhist.
Southern Baptist.
Hindu. Atheist.
Christian.
Agnostic. Catholic.
Throughout much of their history, Sunni and Shia Muslims have lived peacefully together in countries like Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq. But since the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, sectarian conflict has escalated in the region. Here in the Bay Area, around 75% of Muslims identify as Sunni, just 4% identify as Shia. Nationwide, it's 65% Sunni, 11% Shia. Mosques here are mostly identified by sect. You have the Sunni mosque, the Shia mosque, the Sufi mosque. But the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California has made itself purposefully into a place where they all meet. It's located in Oakland, a block from Lake Merritt. And unlike most of the roughly 80 mosques in the Bay Area, the ICCNC was founded by Shia Muslims, not Sunnis. Early this year, they held a celebration for Prophet Muhammad's birthday, also rare among mosques. Here, they hold it every year. But this year was different. It was 3 days after the attacks on French magazine Charlie Hebdo. First off, it doesn't look like your average mosque. The towering, majestic turn-of-the-century building used to be a Masonic temple. There's no minaret, and they left the temple's tall, painted glass windows as is. Manager Azita Seya gives me the tour.
Kindergarten, we have a library here that serves our cultural goals. And we have rooms that are specifically for when we have an exhibition.
Because it was founded by Iranian immigrants, the second language here is Persian, as the wall decor shows. And the floors. Persian rugs are scattered around on cherry wooden floors, and Islamic art adorns the walls. They host plays, open mic nights, drumming, painting, and ceramics classes. Artistic expression is a focus here for a reason, says mosque leader Ali Sheikhul Islami. He says it fills an important gap in the conversation about Islam.
I think one missing thing in the whole right now today is the beauty, you know, really, really paying attention to the beauty of Islam and its rich history.
Which is why this doesn't sound like your average mosque either. Music is definitely something you don't hear in other Islamic centers. Most mosques preach against even listening to music, let alone performing. On this night, I walk into the huge auditorium where dozens of people are sitting in chairs and pews facing a stage. On stage, under a large embellished dome, a Moroccan musician in a traditional white and gold hooded robe stands playing his oud. Next to him, a drummer with a dumbek. The word Allah, or God, is illuminated in calligraphy behind them on the wall. The walls are adorned in Arabic calligraphy with God's attributes. The compassionate, the generous, the merciful. Then there's a black piano in a side pit and a huge golden pipe organ up high on a balcony behind the audience. Ask anyone who's been to a mosque, this scene is definitely not a common one. And that's exactly why Ali Sadri came here tonight from San Jose.
It's a unique experience. So if you go to a traditional, like, you know, Muslim place, that's not something that you're gonna, you know, get. So I mean, that's why it's more fun, and I thought it's a good place, you know, for my kid and my wife to enjoy.
Fun. When's the last time you heard any place of worship described that way? Tonight is the celebration of Prophet Muhammad's birthday. Also, not a common event in mosques, because many Muslim leaders shun birthday celebrations altogether. The Moroccan musician is singing the praises of the Prophet, an ancient and beloved tradition in many Muslim communities. Look around the room and you'll see people who are white, black, Asian, people in elaborate green and white Sufi robes and sashes, others in black robes and Shia headdress. Some women wear scarves on their heads, some don't. There's even a guest Jewish rabbi in the house tonight. And this is also what sets the ICCNC apart. Sure, it was founded by Shia Iranians, but everyone is welcome here, says one of the founders, Ahmed Sheikhul Islami.
Maybe the best example for the non-Muslim audience would be that if you had a multi-denominational church where, you know, Presbyterians and, you know, Lutherans and, there would be services and activities that they could do together.
In this case, it's Shias and Sunnis joining together, two groups that have been in the headlines for the past decade, killing each other in Iraq, Syria, or Lebanon. Yasin Ali Jones has made the trip tonight from Sacramento. He's decked out in an elaborate green Sufi robe and turban.
It's the first place where I got to interact with Shia and Sunni together. So it's definitely special to me.
He identifies as Sufi Sunni and says nights like this, in times when extremism is on the rise, are when Sunni-Shia unity is especially important.
I'm definitely hearing similarities in our reactions to extremists and extremism, too. And definitely people are very firm in their stand against that type of behavior and attitudes towards other people.
The night is festive, but somber as well. Santa Clara engineer Salman Mashayikh says he's enjoying the night, and it's making him ponder what the Prophet would say about the recently heightened Sunni-Shia divide.
To me, it's nonsense, Shia and Sunni people like fighting each other and killing each other. That's just not something that the Prophet would have wanted. We need to work together and sit with each other and, you know, listen each other out and just have our own beliefs and not fight over anything.
Ahmed Sheikhul Islami says being in the U.S., far away from the violence, gives room for that kind of Sunni-Shia dialogue.
The unique thing about the American experience is that we are able to come to this country and practice the religion the way we want to, and to do it in a way that we're tolerant of each other.
Tolerance means having dialogue, even friendship and warmth. But what happens when they're part of the same family? Ask 35-year-old educator Imrul Mazid.
I identify as Shia, yeah. My parents are Sunni, but we're all Muslim. You know, it's all one.
Are there some interesting conversations at home around the dinner table then, if your parents are Sunni and you're Shia?
No, I mean, you know, we respect one another. We love one another. You know, if you're grounded in love, love for the Prophet and his family, that's all that matters.
A friend introduced Mazid to Shiism in his early 20s. He acknowledges the theological and historical differences between himself and his parents that do cause heated debate with Sunnis. Like the question of who should have succeeded the Prophet after his death is a big one. So when talking to his parents or other Sunnis, he avoids those contentious topics. He says it's frustrating others can't see past these. He says he's especially tired of people nitpicking differences in the smallest things, like how to stand during prayer.
You got to be smart, you know, unity first. So I don't think it's necessary to, oh man, your hands, you pray like this, man, your hands are like this, my hands are like that. You do, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's about the message itself.
And this is a place that supports all forms of Muslim prayer. Mazid is part of a growing number of mixed Sunni-Shia families in the United States. And there's even a name for them. Ahmed Sheikhul Islami explains.
One day we were talking to a friend and he said, my mother is Sunni and my father is Shia. And so he said, we call ourselves sushi. So we like that. That's a good way.
Sushis.
We are one. These things should not divide us. You know, we're all humans. You know, we're all sushi, yeah.
As the audience joins the singer in praise of the Prophet Muhammad on his birthday, their collective voices soar high into the Oakland night sky. And I think, That word also describes this place where Sunni and Shia meet, pray, talk, eat, and sing together. It's a sushi mosque.